All right, so the million-dollar idea to prevent package theft that already exists on a retrofit level is something called D-Vault, and it's D as in dog, vault.com. And they are these industrial-strength mailboxes that you can drop packages into for recovery later so that UPS isn't leaving it on your front porch for somebody walking by to come by and pick up. All kinds of different styles, all kinds of different sizes. Some of them are buried into mortar. And this would be, making a masonry one to coat the outside would give it a great look and hide the metal side of it. This would be something you could do without a permit. It would be a great project for, somebody in high school, offer that service to the neighborhood for, whatever's underneath the handyman exemption law of 1200. Because these boxes are, they're range from 2 to 800, depending. And, go do a $200 veneer brick and mortar skin around the exterior, mount it to the ground.
Couldn't you maybe attach it to the house to make it look like it's part of the house?
You're getting where I'm going.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Okay.
But back on D-Vault, if you go to the wall mount, it is basically a box drop that's cut in next to your front door, and you drop it in. But even once it goes onto the inside, you've got the secured metal box as well. So you've got this ugly box on the inside of your home, but that prevents the thief from kicking in your front door and picking up all these packages that were left there.
So it's simply the package is inside the house, not sitting outside.
Right.
All right.
But it's limiting. Okay, a lot of things could fit in this box that this muffaletta sauce came in this pan. Yeah. We're looking at 12 inches by 8 by 10. A lot of things are that size, but a lot of things getting delivered are bigger than that. And one thing that comes to mind, you mentioned the Earth Talon shovel you love so much.
Yeah.
We couldn't put the Earth Talon shovel in any of these secured boxes.
Right. You have the long handle and, of course, the short handle.
You got to have something 6 feet minimum. So picture this. When you open your garage and you're pulling your vehicle in, if you can park in your vehicle, there's the joke, right?
Yeah, that's the joke. Yeah, only 80% of the garages in Arizona are like that. They're just storage.
On each side of the garage, it gives you a little bit of room to open up your door, get out, and close your door. What if we extend that little side another 12 to 18 inches in our design? We're not talking about a big add-on cost to the home. We can shrink 6 inches of each wall structure inside the home to make up for basically hallway. And it would have its own separate door with a one-way lock from the inside. So as the delivery man comes to deliver, he comes up to your address, 1234 North Central Street. We already know that the UPS guy's dispatched. You already have your email that says it's en route. So you give a special code to that UPS driver that lets you get access into that side door. You open the side door. It's the width of your garage or half the width of your garage, just this room that you can put storage in, and it's a one-time use code. He puts it in there. When the door opens, the security camera goes on, so you get facial recognition of who's delivering. So you can see it. A light comes on, so it's lit, so the camera and the security is all very well documented. It's left. He closes the door. When you pull into the garage, you as the homeowner then have a different door you open from the inside. It's a one-way.
Yeah, it's a one-way door.
A one-way door.
So to speak.
That you can then open and bring your items inside, unpackaged. You don't have to worry about the boxes out on the front porch. You don't have to worry about the weather elements. You don't have to worry about security and somebody being able to get to the next layer inside your home.
And there's, there's plenty of space for just about any package. Yeah.
And here's the
kicker.
Remember groceries?
Yeah.
You could have a refrigerator in there, so if your groceries are getting delivered, they could go straight into your small fridge and wait for you till you got home and could move them inside.
That's genius.
It's going to, I'm telling you, we're, delivery is such a part of today's society. That design element, you're going to start seeing built into homes. Builders are going to see that and use that as a selling point over other builders that haven't adopted that style yet. And there's all kinds of enhancements you're going to start seeing that are going to separate why our package delivery system designed into our home is better than this guy's.
Something for living in place they never thought about. It's all about, shower bars and whatnot and all that. But you got to eat. So, you don't have time to get to the store.
For aging in place, you can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
Your eyesight or whatever the case may be, that would be a perfect solution for aging in place.
There you go, guys.
So there's the next million-dollar idea we're giving away here at Rosie on the House. We got too much to do to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend to chase every million-dollar idea we have. So
we should
to y'all. Take advantage of it.
We should ask for 20% at least.
Another idea is an iron worker making decorative mailboxes that would hold security. So
Let's save that for next time.
Yeah.
Don't give it all away.
Merry Christmas. We'll see y'all before the new year, so we'll save our New Year's salutations until next Saturday on the 29th, where we will be back here, 7 o'clock sharp, at Rosie on the House. If you've got questions between now and next Saturday, it's rosieonthehouse.com. Oh, one more website, preventpackagetheft.com. They've got 8 steps to preventing package steps, 8 steps to recovering a stolen package, and a regular blog. So check that one out, too, if you're worried with it. Until next Saturday, be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.